Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah. My dear brothers and sisters, again, once again, we have to delay the talk about the Khawarij and their story after this talk about the prophecy, because we are overwhelmed by many news and many situations which we need to comment about and to declare ourselves in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our position. First, let me remind you that this is the last Friday of Ramadan. Each Friday Jum'ah prayer is like 70 Jum'ah in another time. So make sure, inshaAllah, you listen well and you make dua and to be patient and make dua for yourself and your brothers and use the rest of the day, not only the Friday prayer, inshaAllah. It could be also the last day of Ramadan, and then we will need to see the moon or trust somebody who seen the moon, then we will celebrate Eid, inshaAllah, as according to the scenery of the moon. Secondly, we need to talk about the incident which is coming in our homeland now, which is the Christmas time. Obviously, we have made many khutbahs special for Christmas, but now it's just a reminder, because it is an issue for many issues. Now, you know, now maybe many of you now have already received some Christmas cards, other some Christmas gifts from those who are ignorant Muslims or Kafirs originally, but they don't know about your religion. It's also our fault for those who are around us that we don't teach them in the easy time about our own religion. And you know, when these people celebrate this day, it's an insult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an insult for the planet Earth. It's an insult for the mountains. It's an insult for the heavens. And you can see and read the end of Surah Maryam. You see how these mountains want to go in ruin, how the sky wants to drop in our head, how the planet want to sink beneath our feet, how the seas want to come and drown us. You should know that. So those people are incompatible with the Lord, are incompatible with the planet. But because they are in a test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a time. But we know. And as we know, Allah will judge us. Allah gave us knowledge in the Quran. Allah gave us knowledge in the Sunnah. So we should teach these people. And we should strike a balance, a very gentle balance, between saying the truth and knowing the kufr of these people and keeping away from them in their evil days. And meanwhile, to give them da'wah. It is important to give them da'wah. We are living in their land. We should educate them. We should take the opportunity about people now, because of the 11th of September, people want to know about Islam. It worries them. And we should tell them, yes, some of these worries are right, but this is because of this action. And this is the gift from Allah, and this and that, and so on and so forth. So we should not actually leave the moral. We should also invest to the best of our ability. And we don't just give da'wah for those who smile at us. We can. But those who don't smile at us, we send somebody whom they smile at, and to teach them that da'wah. The more we make da'wah, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this place also safe for us, because you need buffer zones between yourself and the kuffar, and you need more believers to come to Islam. However, but to strike that balance, you have to be educated about your deen. Now the days of Eid is before the days of Christmas. So it might be for your neighbors that you can explain to them. He tells them, I'll give you a present because of my Eid, not because of your Christmas. If the days are typical, exactly the same, the days of Christmas and the days of Eid, leave them alone. If you have not done your homework from previous years, then you leave them alone in the time of drunk days and shirk days. But you educate them later, so they may not be insulted. Well, not worry about them being insulted or not insulted, because they are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of what they're doing. But we are worried about our responsibility in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why didn't we teach these people to the best of our ability? Why didn't why we should them? They are the kuffar, and this why in their days they give presents to Muslims. And this is a trick from shaitan to tell them, show the Muslims that you are nice people, you are better than them. So they give you a card, cost 50 pence or £1. And the other thing is shaitan is making problem for you Muslims. So you're going to be shy from them more than you're shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you accept these kind of things without teaching them or giving them a lesson, and then you will destroy your religion. Long time before the Sahaba, they were not mixing with Jews and Christians much. And Jews, they don't share people in their religion, but Christians they do. But there were no much Christians among these Arabs. This is why the scholars, they didn't really make fatwas about joining the Christians in their feast. Instead, they made fatwa against Muslims who shared the religion with the fire worshippers, the Majus, because they were amongst Muslims, the land from the Persian and the land from, and most of the slaves, they were actually fire worshippers. So the scholars, Imam Abu Hanifa and Rahimahullah, radiallahu anhu, he said, whoever, and the Hanafi scholars, whoever gave a kafir, a Majusi, a fire worshipper, an egg in his feet, then he becomes a kafir. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, leave the enemies of Allah in the days of Eid. Eid is a celebration. You celebrate what you believe in. You try to please your God by doing pleasant things to him, you think what he asks you to do, and also to please your family and to please you have a pleasant day. That's what Eid is about. So they do that with their own definition. And who is their God? The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Mother of Jesus. Anybody who is for them is a God, as long as they can use his name for their evil desire. So when you say La ilaha illallah, you also insult these people. Your purity rejects to have anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be worshipped or celebrated about. And because they've gone out of their purity, they also reject when you say only one God. Because they have distributed their hearts amongst many of the creations of God, giving the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you say there's only one God, they get insulted. Maybe as much as you get insulted when they say other than God's God. So the fire worshipper will get insulted about their fire if you said only one God. They have two gods. They have the God of light and the God of darkness. And the Buddha will be upset about his Buddha. What about my Buddha? What about the cow? What about Jesus? What about all these gods which everybody has invented for himself? So they also get insulted by that. So you have to choose, you strike a balance between da'wah and also between sticking to the truth and keeping your religion. And you do that through sabilillah. So if you give somebody a present because of your aid, it's through sabilillah. Give them a book about Islam. Give him something, a nice tasty food. They tell him this is that way and this is Muslim cookies that way. Just for sabilillah. Not because you are a student and you don't want to insult your teacher. Not because you are an employer and you want to have good relation with your boss in the extent of Islam, the extent of Allah. No. You must be compatible with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you show these people. These people are jahil, are ignorant, most of them anyway. So they need da'wah and we are in the land, so we should take the time to give them da'wah and to talk to them. Even myself, sometimes I go to the priest from the court around the corner and we talk to them what they should do, why they have left the religion like that, why they have left all these good and bad definitions to the politicians, and why the people of the church, they are not saying that. And it's constructive. Doesn't mean we merge two religions. It means we remind each other, we enjoy the good of forbidden evil, and we remind each other of responsibility. You do the same, especially with your neighbors and those whom you are in contact with them. Giving dirty looks to them is not enough, and it's not da'wah. And you can do that once you know them enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and swearing Allah, or they have no respect for even their own religion. That's different. But do your duty first, and ask, but don't decorate your shops, don't give your children Christmas presents, don't allow ignorant Muslims to give your children Christmas presents, and you teach people also, don't give my children Christmas presents, because this is religion, even if it's Eid time, it's not just a celebration, it's something to do with the vision, reward, love, and hate, in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's this. And also we know the sayings of the obvious. So don't tell me there is no fatwa about it from the old scholars, because I told you the reason. There was no much Christian amongst the Muslims in these days. And the sage, which from the good great scholars, the Hanafis and Umar ibn Khattab and the Sahaba, it's very clear for anybody. But here, you see somebody give a kafir a Christmas card, don't call him a kafir. It doesn't mean when the scholars said whoever does this is a kafir, it doesn't mean that everyone is a kafir. They're giving you the rule. The general takfir is different from takfir of generals. General Takfiri said, whoever does this is the kafir. Takfir of generals, then everyone. It's not everyone, because you don't know his condition. You ask the temperance, you don't know. He could be one. He could be hesitant about his deen, his religion. But somebody could be a jahil. He doesn't know the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't know what does it mean. And you know very well the scholars which are among us now, they wouldn't dare to talk about these things, especially in the land of kuffar. So many of these brothers who are doing this, they are doing it out of ignorance. So we should also be nice. We also deserve to be given da'wah by us. Coming to the second point. Now come to our Eid now. Now, it is not fair, although the Ummah is living a very difficult and hard time, it is not fair for us and for our children, and also is not halal in our religion that we ignore Eid. Say, oh, the Ummah is having a very difficult time. How come we have Eid? This is wrong. This is exaggeration. Because Eid is not for us just to have some nice time and the children have balloons. Eid is ibadah. It is also ibadah. You obey Allah, He said, I want you all to be happy in this day. So you force yourself to be happy. As Allah the Surah said, if when you read this kind of ayah, pretend you are crying if you don't find tears. You get rewarded for that. Because you are a Muslim, you submit your heart and your feelings to Allah. The hate, you tell him, what shall I put that? Put it here, towards these people, and do that action for it. What shall I put my love? You put your love here. And this is the action for it, and this is what you do for it. Where shall I put my trust? Here. My tawakkul. Where shall I put all whatever you feel, what Allah created for, what shall I put my fear? It was me. Don't fear this and fear that. Do this and do that. So this is how you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants you to be happy in that day. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although Jerusalem was occupied by Jews and the Christians and some of the Ummah, sometimes it was in a bad state, but sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to allow Muslims to have and encourage them to have a nice day for the children, especially us here, because we have too much temptations for our children in television, in the street, in the schools, in the neighborhood. And when their Eid comes, their forced Eid comes, and they see all this for the children, all that care for the children, and in the time when we come to have our children, oh, where is dad? This is Eid. Oh, he's gone to work because it's a Christmas day and he's getting double pay today. That's not fair. That's cheap. That is cheap. We must respect. We must Muslims be together. They visit one another. They hug and kiss one another, and they forgive one another, and they give presents to one another to be happy and to make sure there is no poor people about, and to be generous. That is the days of Eid, to be happy and to be a source of happiness for every one of your brothers and sisters, for the best of your ability. Phone your family back home, send a fax, do this, do that. Do the maximum you can of righteousness in these days. So it's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So come to the mosque, show happiness, put your nice clothes on, bring you women. These are also orders from Rasulullah and Sunnah. Take care of Eid. We are having, inshallah, a party for the children as usual. Every Eid you have a party in the masjid for the children to encourage them and to praise those who've been memorizing the Quran and assuring that there is a lot of goodness in our time. So inshallah, bring your children, and if you have extra toys, just bring it to distribute it among the other children, and let us have Eid. Even though there is no room in the heart for happiness, but we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to be happy in this day, and we'll make dua, inshallah. So the last point I talk about, maybe some of you have heard the tape yesterday, the fabricated tape, which is the Americans have broadcasted. Now, we all understand, this tape doesn't stand, because number one, we know that this person has denied that he done the operation. In many of his tapes and statements is showing that he's gloating and rejoicing towards what happened in America, but no more than that. What is happening that these people have taken that tape, if they were trustworthy, they would have put it to an independent source. Not they take it and keep it for weeks and weeks, and then they said, we have put some independent translators, interpreters. That is not enough. Plus they admitted that the one of the translators, one of the interpreters was that Mr. Ross, and he's the official spokesman of the Ministry of Exteriors. to whom he is bluffing, him and another person who is employed. So when they said we have four independent interpreters, who will take their words for it? We have seen their claims that these people have said already, we have seen that the whole building collapsed, and they said the steel has molten, but yet the passport of one of the terrorists didn't even burn, and it's readable, and it's intact. Who would believe that? You have seen in the Guardian that none of these people who are being claimed as being terrorists have not been in the list of those who took the planes in that day. So maybe their bodies have been included there. Where is their bodies? Maybe there was no bodies. They have killed them somewhere else. So we don't believe this kind of people. It shows you also the standard. How do you play with a tape like that? You find a tape, make many copies of it, and then you try. Can you insert? If it's going to be too exposed, try another copy. So what shall we do? Make the tape poor quality. Some of these clips, which was in the tape, has been already broadcasted in Al Jazeera in a crystal clear form, sound and vision. So how come now it's becoming very poor? Especially the clips where the children, where Bin Laden children were playing around the destroyed airplane or destroyed helicopter. It was shown crystal clear in many of the channels. So why now it's poor quality? Why the sound is poor quality? How can they make a quality of a tape poor quality? You get a video tape and put a magnet next to it. If it's so close, they will erase it. If it's a bit far, it will make it poor quality. Hence, you can see when the word like Ata comes, then you find the sound is okay. And when other words, which shows that the man is only regloating or rejoicing, he's describing what he thinks has happened, then there is no sound. And who would trust that medicine, you know, all this technology, to come now and say, this is the high form of evidence. We don't trust him. This tape is being altered, maybe non-insertion into it, but the word which shows that he's experienced dreams, and this is his analogy, and this is his expectation, has been removed. And in between the brackets, is being said as it is what has happened. So we don't trust him. And they have stayed so long to play with it, and they have never given it to independents. And plus, the people themselves, they said, we did not do it. Only a couple of weeks ago, one of the former speakers of Al-Qaeda, he came, his name is Abu Hafs al-Muritani, and he said, we did not do it, but we teased America. So the Americans have been teased with that tape so much that they have decided to use it as evidence after they altered certain things into it. And this is what we can believe, because we can't belie our eyes and our education. How come steel will melt and collapse before the concrete, before the wood, before the passport? That's not logic, and they know that. But the idea about conspiracy, and many people are talking about it, and the fact that the FBI people and security people are still in their position, none of them have been affected, none of them have been persecuted, none of them have been accused of anything, it shows you that it is a conspiracy, and people are worried. With that kind of evidence, they have dismantled the whole country and vandalized the whole people's life and property, and this is what they come with, that piece of rubbish, altered with a bit of magnets. And we have to take their words for it. The United Snakes of Americans are being witnessed against the Ummah of Islam. Can we take that rubbish? Can any Muslim take that rubbish? There's no way. And this is only the start of a long conspiracy. Because soon you're going to hit Somalia. Soon they're going to hit Iraq. And the Americans they have now, you can leave sleep with your wife if you wanted to. Some people are saying, we Muslims are not even we're not even allowed to defend ourselves. If you hear somebody say this statement, if you said we are not allowed to defend ourselves, just give him a slap in his face, because he's not allowed to defend himself. And then that way you prove he's a hypocrite, or he's only allowed to defend himself against his own brothers, and when he comes to the Americans, he has to flat himself down. It's important that you understand where these people issue these statements, what they're planning. They are worried about future, about in the future, that somebody will come and say, why is your evidence for that? Why did you do this? And some of these secret documents will come up in the future. And because many casualties, which they don't want to tell their people about, are happening in Afghanistan, and probably happening in Somalia again in the future. Now, finally, that law, which they try to pass, which say educating and inspiring people to do something or to teach hatred. Now we have said before, that's our religion. We can't cancel verse We can't come to verse number 5 in Surah Taba and say, we leave this for Tony Blair, and we leave this for the Ministry of Syria, and we leave this for Hosni Mubarak, and then what we're going to read? We're going to read the Quran, which is dictated by Shaitan. And if you take half the words and leave the other half, you become a kafir again. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in some of the book and you disbelieve in others? This is the real kufr. So my dear brothers and sisters, we have to say the truth, and it's not how much that we say the truth. It's not how much truth we say. It is how good the truth we say. We all read Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin, some, you know the Quran, if you read Surah Yasin 10 times the reward of the Quran, Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. But what does it do, Surah Yasin, for your heart? It does nothing. Just 10 hasanat for each letter and so on and so forth. No! It was called Yasin because the person who is working in Dawah, his name was Yasin, and his other name was Habibul Najjar. And that Habibul Najjar, he worked in Dawah only 5 minutes. The time when he traveled from his hut to the middle of the town to say to the people, follow the messengers properly, these people are honest and these people are there, I am from you, I know you're evil, why don't you follow these people? So his people get outraged and they start kicking him in his stomach, and his stomach came back from his back, came out from his backside, and he was dead, he was martyred. Then Allah said to him, enter paradise. Then he said, I wish my people would know. Enter paradise means he was shaheed. Because the only people to enter paradise after Rida immediately are the shaheed only. How many did he work in da'wah? 70 years? 45 years? How many sahih books did he have done? How many fatwas did he have did? How many books did he have written? How many tests did he have issued? 5 minutes. So it's not how much you do, it's how good you do it. And the timing as well. Don't speak the truth when there is no need for it. It's finished, it's past. Don't make your witnessship when after it happens, after the damage has done. It's good, but it's not good enough, and sometimes it's useless. So if we don't say the truth in time, then that will not be the truth. That will not be the truth. And if we don't say the truth for the sake of Allah, then it will not be the truth again. It would mix in the truth with false words to take the price from the kuffar. But this Hamza Yusuf, he just said, now the only martyrs in the operation of 11th September are the fire workers. The people who put the fire off. Spending 10 years, last 10 years teaching people and telling people about the Dajjal until he became a Dajjal himself. Is that Islam? Say to people, though, even the Hur al-Ain are not true. It's something in the mind. It's something to encourage people. They are not true. He starts inventing now, putting another American version of the Quran. We're going to learn a White House version of the Quran. Very soon it's going to be distributed. And another English version of the Quran. I'll give you some red marks. This ayah, don't do it. Very soon they are going towards that. We would rather to die before these things happen. We don't participate in fitna. Our job is to stop fitna. And to teach people the religion. Otherwise we are just checkbook scholars or people who have been employed by the kuffar, teaching only what the kuffar allows. This is not the religion of Allah. That would be the religion of the king, or the religion of the queen of this country, or the religion of the White House. You only allow from the religion of Allah what we allow. That is not Islam. You know better than me that is not Islam. So we'll have to say what we can say. And the people who listen, they should take it away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give it to the other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say the word 3 times. 3 times. First time for people to listen and benefit. For those who did not listen properly, they understand it the second time. And those who did not understand it properly, they endorse it the third time. And now we see some scholars say, I have said this in that book, I put a line in here, and if you listen to that tape, towards the end you find it, why didn't you say it all? Isn't that jihad? Isn't that needed? Say it all and leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you know you're going to live long enough to say it later? اللهم اغفر لنا المؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات اللهم اعز قبورنا وقم الموحدين قبورهم اللهم اغفر الاحياء ويسر لهم امورهم اللهم ردنا اليك ردا جميلا يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم عليك باليهود ومن هودهم وعليك بالنصارى ومن ناصرهم وعليك بالشيوعيين والشيعة ومن شيعهم وعليك بعلماء اهل السعود ومن ساعدهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اهد لشريعتك ان تحكم الارض اللهم اهد لشريعتك ان تحكم الارض اللهم احنا سعداء وامتنا شهداء واغفر ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا وارفع درجتنا وتقبل طاعتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهل البلاء ومن درك الشقاء ومن سوء القضاء ومن شماتة الأعداء ومن السلب بعد العطاء. اللهم أحينا سعداء وأمتنا شهداء واحشرنا مع الأنبياء والأتقياء يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. There's some announcement here. So please announce that Muslim Aid and Jamaat Bayanat from India is a small collection fund for their establishment or for their for their establishment. Then Eid prayer will be the first at 9 o'clock, second at 10 o'clock, third at 11 o'clock. Okay? This is this announcement. The other thing, there is a book which has been issued. It's called Allah Governance on Earth. Hukmullah on Earth. This book is for Muslims and non-Muslims. And it teaches people the need for the Sharia and how the planet Earth is actually staffed without the Sharia. Because people think we want to apply the Sharia, just chop some hands off and put women behind the veil and that's it. It shows how much the planet needs the Sharia and those who are abusing the Sharia. And gives evidence that some of these high eminent scholars in Saudi Arabia, they are backdating their fatwas and they issue fatwas, blank fatwas, and it gives evidence for people who, like Al-Ambari, who issue books which they are lying, and we have got enclosed in the appendices some of the evidence from the high scholars to say that these kind of books are lying and they lie against Al-Sunnah Jama'ah scholars. So this book is a masterpiece, inshallah. Who can somebody can show the book for this? For the brothers. So inshallah, take it, it's easy English, inshallah, and you can easily read it, and there's a special price in this week. So please buy it, read it, give it a present to a Muslim or even to a non-Muslim, and inshallah may Allah reward you for that. Barakallahu feekum wa aqimus salah.